Wednesday, the 16th of April, Yud Aleph Nissan, Rabbi Daniel Rowe, The Structure of the Haggadah. Okay, so what we'd like to try to do is really, in a bit of a short period of time, get a bit of some of the general direction of the Haggadah. And the reason I'll say that is I think that one of the things sometimes is less clear. We have to often understand a lot about different halakim of the Haggadah, different areas, but putting it all together is not so obvious. You know, it's almost an irony that on a night we call the Leil HaSeder, that it's very difficult sometimes to follow the actual Seder Hadavarim. Obviously we deviate from the Seder on purpose in actual what we do on the night, in trying to provoke the Kana Ben Shoyal, trying to get the child to ask questions. But then it seems that we're just jumping everywhere sometimes. You know, the child asks all these specific questions and we don't really answer them at all, a little bit maybe at the end, and then we sort of give a general Avodim Ayinu, then next thing we know we're in Bnei Barak, and then we're with Arav Abonim, and then we're back in Avraham Avinu, and we sort of, and finally when we get to the Makos, we then jump forward a week anyway to the Aleyom, how many Makos were there, and it's not always obvious where we're moving. So I want to focus a little bit on this, and doing so through looking specifically into one or two sections of the Haggadah. There's a bit of a machlokes, although it seems that Orchis Chaim says, one of the Purushim on the Haggadah, that points out that Nicholas and the words go, that really the Haggadah splits into two. The Haggadah itself is divided into two, and that is everything up to Mitchila Oidei Avodah Zarah and everything before that. In other words, we know there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara of Masel Begadus and Messiah B'Shvach. So Shmuel says in the Gemara that we have, others have in the Rishonim bring Rav on Rav as well, but we have Rav and Shmuel. The Shmuel says it's Avodim Ayinu, and Rav says it's actually Mitchila Oidei Avodah Zarah. And that Balagodah, it seems that Haggadah, that they were based on a very similar version of Haggadah of what we have. Obviously there are some things that maybe is slightly different in the Seder, but in other words, what they were arguing is where the din of Haggadah really begins, and therefore for Shmuel it begins from Avodim Ayinu, for Rav the Ikkah begins on Mitchila, and we seem that it seems that, in other words, there are two different Halakim and Haggadah there, and that what we're doing in each section is trying to achieve something different. And this is what I want to focus on, first of all by focusing on the first section and then on the second section. Let's really focus on the first section by jumping right to the end of the first section, which is the Arba Bonim. And I want to show something here that I think is really mazbir what the whole first section of Haggadah is about, and then we'll go into the second section, time permitting. We'll see how far we go. Now, the interesting thing about the Arba Bonim is as follows, is that when the Arba Bonim is based on a Mechilta de Rav Yishmael. In fact, it's more or less word for word a Mechilta de Rav Yishmael in Parashat Bo'i. And the interesting thing about the Arba Bonim is, quite simply, that in the Torah itself, it is not so obvious exactly what these Arba Bonim, so let's put it very differently. In the Torah itself, they are certainly, these Arba Bonim are not sitting at Seder night. Let's put it that way. Kipshut HaShal Mikra, these Arba Bonim are not uniquely focused on Seder night. When we read it as children, we always think, you know, these Arba Bonim are somehow sitting around the Seder table, and the Chacham is asking this and the Rosh is asking that. In the Torah itself, we meet the Chacham in Parashat Vayeshchanan, and he's asking that Kol HaTorah Kulo. He's just, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, and when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you must stay Dovuk Vashem. And then, Kishalcha Bincha Mochad, when the child will ask you, he's asking all these questions, Ha'id Zachokim, all these things. So then you tell him, Avodamin Lefar B'Mitzrayim, and we give him a whole nice answer. But the Chacham himself is, at least in the Pshut HaShem Mekra, bothered by anything. Why are we keeping Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillin and the Talmud, and everything? And the answer we give him is focused on Pesach, but the Chacham himself is not necessarily sitting at the Seder table. So too the Tam is in the Parashat Bechor, when we pigeon Aben or Petach Hamor, and the child just sees and says, Mazois, you know, there's strange things going on. So then you tell him, B'choizik Yodai Tzom Hashem Mitzrayim, but the question is not a uniquely Pesach Dikah question. Even the Rosha, the question of the Rosha, which you find by Korban Pesach, Pashtus is asking Mibo'od Yon, which is the Havamin of the Gemara, of the Haggadah of Yochel Mibo'od Yon. He's asking during the day of Pesach, while he's watching the Shechitas Korban Pesach on Harabayis. So he's asking, this is full of blood, display, what's going on? And finally, in the Torah itself, we only have one child at the Seder night, And that's because she never asks all year round, so I guess he doesn't ask at the Seder night either. And that's Ene Delishov. The film we have the Gadot Olavincha B'yom Ha'hulei Ma'bavur Zeh B'avur Zeh Le'amatik L'Shoshish Matzah Merom Renachon Afanecha. So it's interesting that Arab Bonim themselves are not sitting at the Seder table, Dafka. I mean, they obviously will be at the Seder table as well, but the Torah itself never really focuses on them as if they are sitting as a chelek of the Cypriot Mitzrayim. What is interesting about all of them is even though their questions may be all year round, the answers are always Pesach related, which implies that whatever the questions we have, the night of the answers is Leil HaSeder. Whatever else you've got to explain to a child, it has to start from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can be bothered about Kol HaTorah Kulo, you can be bothered about Bechor, you can be bothered about anything, but the answer has to begin on Leil HaSeder. But when we explore the Arba Bonim, what the Mechilta, the Rabbi Shmuel, actually does that the Haggadah brings, we find something that's very fascinating. I don't have time to go through it now, and I'm sure you have, and we all have interesting ideas on each of them. But what's interesting is sometimes the Baal HaGadol changes the answer, specifically for the Chacham, obviously, but that's for obvious reasons. But the most interesting change of all, or the most interesting thing of all, is that, well, whereas we say in Haggadah that, Kineged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, the Torah speaks to four different children. So the great chinuch, you know, every chanuch in the Pidarko, this is, you know, we give each one a different. Actually, in Haggadah, we only give three different answers. Sometimes you don't notice this. It's a very interesting thing. But there's four sons and three answers. Because the Rosh's answer, which is Zevach Pesachul Hashem, the Torah gives the whole answer, we delete that and insert instead the answer, the Eino Deh Lisho, and give it to the Rosha. Afas HaHakesh Shinov, right, you give him a start, but what do you actually say to him? Ba'avur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li, V'teithim in Mitzrayim. And you emphasize, Li was me, took me out. V'loyla, you'd have never made either. Hashem Le'ay Negot. You'd have been there, never made out. But the words you give him, Ba'avur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li, V'teithim in Mitzrayim, are the words that we have from the Eino Yadei Elisha. At Psachloi. You have to open up for him. You've got to do Haggadah. Say, Ba'avur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li, V'teithim in Mitzrayim. Right? In other words, amazingly, we give the answer to the Eino Yodei Elisha, not only to the Eino Yodei Elisha, but also to the Rasha. So there's a lot on this. There's a Kliyoko, a Latoa goes through the different mountains of Pshat, but I want to show you something that I think is the amkus of what's happening over here. Because, of course, that Pasuk of V'higadot Alevincha V'yomer Hulema, Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeithim in Mitzrayim, forms the basis of the entire Haggadah. And if we weren't sure about that, the Haggadah itself makes it very clear by inserting the next paragraph, which is Yochum Rishchodesh Talmud Lema Bayamahu. I don't know about you, but you may have been struck by this. This seems to be the wrong time to be learning when exactly in the month you're meant to be saying Haggadah, right? It seems to be the wrong point in the year. He says Zomisan Rishchodesh Nisan already. Iba Yomahu Yochum Abayud Yom Talmud Lema Bavurzet. Well, you've missed all those Havaminas anyway, you know. Luckily, we finally woke up and asked the question on Seder, what's this got to do with Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim? So the chelek of the point is, obviously, is telling you that these little answers that we gave to the Eino Yodei Elisha and the Rosh actually happen to be the Ikka Sipriyot Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ikka of Leil HaSeder, because we learn Hilchos Leil HaSeder from that pasuk. To Machlokes Rishonim and Acharonim, if that's actually the Makor of Seder or just the pasuk that defines the Dinim of Seder. But whichever way round, this is certainly the Ikka pasuk of the Seder night. The Higadot on it, that's where the Lashon Haggadah comes from. The Higadot Olavincha, we use it twice in the Torah, once about the Haggadah of Leil HaSeder, and once about Bikurim, which also makes the main Haggadah of Leil HaSeder. But the Higadot Olavincha, you should do Haggadah on that day, saying Ba'avur Zeh, because of Matzah, Morah, Pesach, Asa Hashem Li, B'Tzeithim Mitzrayim. And we use this again and again in Haggadah. We use it for the answer for the Rosha, we use it to answer the Eino Yodei Elisha. We use it to prove the dinner of that Haggadah. We use it to prove that the chold of the Chai of Adam Lirah is at my Kilu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. That you have to see yourself coming out because it's Li, it's me. It's Lichoira, the Makar of the idea pointing in the of Rabban Gamliel's Kol Shalom Ashlesh Torah Eila, because whenever we use the word Zeh, you've got a point. So we say, you know, the Pesach Matzamor, but it's Zeh, Babu Zeh, Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeithim in Mitzrayim. It's a structure, the Malbim actually shows how the whole structure of the Haggadah works around this Pasuk. But this Pasuk is Ikka of the Haggadah. So if that's so, we have a real Kasha now, which is so, there's supposed to be Arab Bonim sitting around the table, why don't all four get the message? So there are two kashas. Number one is, why do we give two of them the same message? But actually, there's an even deeper kasha. Why don't all four get the same message? If that's the mitzvah to communicate to your child, and it's any child, Afilu Chocham, the Gemara says, even if you know all of Torah, so you ask, and even if you're sitting by yourself, you have to ask yourself. That God applies to everybody. Because it applies to everybody, and the mitzvah is to communicate, Balfour Israel Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeitim in Mitzrayim. Then why do we only give that to the Rosh? Why do you shoot that in the direction of the Rosh and the Einei Yodei Lishol? Well, what happened to the Chocham and the Tana? So I want to tell you over Kedushas Levi, and being Kedushas Levi, there's Am Kutir, which is beyond me, and therefore I hope that do it justice. But in effect, the Kedushas Levi in the Drush LePesach, in two places, appears to be saying, to be opening the Yesod here, that is a Mastech, probably to the whole to the whole Agadah. And he says as follows, I'm elaborating, I hope this is correct, but what comes out from the Kedushas Levi is as follows, is that actually it's not so possible these Arba Bonim are four different individuals. The Torah certainly never says so. So it never gives them the label Chacham, Rosh, Tamei, Nedei, Lishol. There's Diukim in the way they ask the question. The Chazal therefore label them that way. But each time it seems to be that would be what your child would ask you. As if to say that in fact all of these Arba Bonim are present within every single human being. Every single Jew. There's a Chacham, there's a level of Chachma, which is the Loimid Mikol Adam, that's really interested, really wants to understand. There's perhaps a little bit of Rishus, a certain cynical side. Yetzirah in a person, so we ask cynical things sometimes. A Tam, there's just Tamima, sometimes we just want Posh Pshatid, just information. And there's also an Eino Yodei Lishol. Because we sometimes think an Eino Yodei Lishol must be a little child, a little baby or something, but obviously that's impossible. Because if a child is so young, they're Eino Yodei Lishol, then they also don't understand the answer either. Right? Eino Yodei Lishol, Kipshuta, is referring to somebody who just doesn't really have any questions. They're just, that's it. And what's fascinating about those four different attitudes we could have is that two of them, when they are Shoyal, are not really Shoyal Umavakesh anything. When we talk about a sheila, a question, what we really mean is often, what we really, the idea of a sheila, like in the Gemara, that when we ba'inam, when we're asking something, it's coming from ba'i, it's a lashon of wanting something or even needing something. So when you have a need, you search, you ask for it. The chacham feels a need, feels they want to grow, they want to get something, so they ask the sheila chacham. The tam also wants to get something, so he asks this question. But the rosha and the Eino Yodei Lishol are not trying to get anything. And Eino Yodei Lishol doesn't even know how to search for things anymore. They know it's all already. Maybe they're coming to that God to tell everybody else interesting things. But they already know how God is. We've done it 30, 40 times of life. It was nothing for us to get out of our God. We're not shy of anything. We're not searching for anything. We know it all. All the richest element, maybe, but neither of them are searching. And therefore we have to aim the Ikka message at those two Chalokim that may exist even within us. There may actually be a Chalek that isn't even searching. There's a part of us that is and a part of us that isn't. And to the extent to which we are in the Ged of Eino Yodei Lishol or questions of cynicism, to the extent to which those are present is the extent to which we are not going to be able to get what Leila Seder is about. In other words, if an all year round the question is going to be answered tonight, if there's something sitting there, Leila Seder waiting, then the more open we are to receiving it, the more we're desiring of it, and the more we want it, and the more we're searching for it, the more we're going to get out of Leila Seder. And the more we're not that way, the more we need to literally rip ourselves open with saying, and emphasize whatever you want. But that statement, this is what pulled me out of Mitzrayim, let's be real with what's going on over here, is designed to rip open the Eino Yodei Lishol, or rip apart the rishus that allows the person to be the Chacham and the Tam, to be open, to be wanting, to be searching, to be seeking, that is going to be what they're going to find on Leila Seder. And what that actually means is that the whole first half of the Haggadah until that point is really telling the child how important it is to search and to seek. And that's exactly why we did. And that's really the answer we actually gave the child, if you think about it. The child says, you know, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that you were Mashana the Seder, and eventually, can eventually, the child, you know, he expected Kiddush, saw Urchatz, expected that one too. And then all of a sudden, instead of a hamotzi, we're busy dipping a vegetable, and then we're busy snapping the bread into, and then we're busy just making, in case anybody didn't notice already, there's something strange, we're making a big declaration about it, you know, hey, did anyone notice something odd tonight, you know? And then finally, Kanaban Shah, again, something's gotta go, and the Gemara says that it doesn't really, anything that would ask the question would be put as a manish tana. So you move the table away, and there, what's happening? And there's a buyer sitting at Rabbi's table, and it pops out, and there's a man of Tana. The poser says, okay, it doesn't mean that's the art, that's the question, but it led. Okay, but the point is, you've got to get questions going. It's an avoider for the Baal HaSeder, right? We've got to, children, especially in the schools, know everything already. We've got to try and get real questions going. And then what we answer is, what do we actually answer? We gave a snippet of Avodah, but then we actually develop the answer and say, therefore, we have a mitzvah of Sapa, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The real thing is, because we've got to talk, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, and that's why we wanted you to ask questions. Really, later we'll get to Pesach Matzah tomorrow, but now we want to just tell the child, more or less we're telling the child to ask questions. Why do we do strange things? Oh, that's exactly why. You know, we need questions. Why do we need questions? Because our problem is that we sometimes don't really are really searching and seeking for things on Seder night. And so we tell them, look, and we're telling ourselves too, L'chayra, right? Look, there's a ma'aseh of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shuvah, Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. We may think we know how God is backwards and forwards. These are the Tanoim that God was based on. This is, they probably also knew it. Now, if they could stay up all night, then there's probably something for us to get out of Leila Seder. This is the first stop, and then the question of how much we're going to get out of Leila Seder will depend on how much we are shoyel and how we approach it. And that's the Arba Bonim. So by the time we've reached Arba Bonim, what has happened hopefully is that we have now opened up a whole different dimension of ourselves. And okay, so we're now ready. So what is it? What is it that we're searching for? What is it that we're going to discover? What is it that's going to be fundamentally different? How can it be different? What's going on? And then we begin the Haggadah. Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah. And here we want to focus to what is the second? So what is it? What are we moving in? And the Sfas says, why do we talk about Mitchila Ovdei? This is the Lefi Rav. This is the Mitchila Ovdei. This is the Masal Beginus of Masanja. Why do we need to start talking about Avraham Avinu and Leila Seder? Go back to Noach, or back to Adam. Right? Why we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim specifically? Let's have another thing we talk about. What's going on? And the Tosfos points out that it's answering a kasha that we could all have, and actually, it's really therefore giving us the real amkus of what's going on over here. Because we could all ask, it's very nice, we're going to have this Leila Seder, we're going to be Moida Mahalal, and we're going to sing Shira, and we're going to thank Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim. But you could ask the question, well, who put us in Mitzrayim in the first place? Wasn't it also Rabban Shalom? So where's the thank you? Somebody starts hitting you and then stops. You say thank you? Oh, it's Hassan, but that's the cash the person could have. Mitzchila Oida Vodazari, is that what it's saying? What it's saying is like this, is that actually the hachnasa into Mitzrayim is also a chelek of what was necessary. Because the atah kirvana makam levodasa, the bringing us closer to the avodah, goes in different stages. Stage 1 is Avram, stage 2 is Yitzchak, stage 3 is Yaakov, and stage 4 is Yaakov Avonav Yoredu Mitzrayim. This is the stages in developing from avodah zara to kirvana makam levodasa. The avodah began with the avodah of the Korban Pesach, but it began as a chalak of different chalokim that actually led us then. I want to tell you what the Shlach HaKadosh says, and this is something, this is in his what he calls Masech the Pesachim, which is really his discussion on Pesach. The Shlach HaKadosh says as follows. He says, you see, the way it works like this is that after the Avos, what there was in the world was something was now in the world. As the Ramchal describes, there was some sort of connection to Hashem, but it wasn't yet able to be a nation. It was like, if you like, the equivalent of a gene or a seed or something that now lay in all the descendants. From Avram, there was not everything went well. You had Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah. From Yitzchak, you had Yaakov, but you also had Esau. After Yaakov, right, the Mitosah Shlema, so you had all the Shvatim, all the Shiftei Kar are already on a part of, they stay with Yisrael. There's something here now that is there. That it can almost be the Yerusha now, it's inherited. This is a trait within Yisrael, this ability to connect to Hashem, this ability to be Dovak of Hashem. But now we take it down to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, what happens is, over the process of the 210 years, what happens is that it's ripped away from Yisrael any possible zechus kiyum, any possible right or ability to exist independently of Hashem. In other words, naturally, the Avodim, they're never going to make it out of Mitzrayim. They might make it out, but they'll make it out as another Egyptian group that speaks a different language, wears different clothes, has different names. But they're basically an Egyptian culture. Oida Vodazara. So that's what they'd be, just like any other Mitzri group of Avodim. That's all there could ever be. There'd never be a Leid on Yisrael. Hazal say, it's like you put the farmer's waiting, the donkey gives birth, you expect the donkey to come out. Like, even if somehow Yisrael would ever have left Mitzrayim, it would have been as another sub-Egyptian group speaking a different Semitic language. That's all it would have been. Naturally, there was no chance. Even spiritually, there was no real chance. A week after Yitzias Mitzrayim, when they're sitting at the Yam Suf, and the Malachim turn to Hashem and they say, what's the difference? We're on the Mem Tesharei Kuma, the lowest of the spiritual low. The Malachim couldn't feel a difference between the Mitzrayim and Yisrael, and every Mitzvah generates a Malach, so they could feel there's no difference as far as Ruchnis is concerned between Yisrael and Mitzrayim, even after Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the point. So what Mitzrayim did is it ripped away any possible ability to survive naturally, any possible ability to be toiler our existence to depend on the Malachim and the spiritual point system, if you like. And there was only one possible way of leaving Mitzrayim, and that was to be dovak to that which is the Malam Ekol, and to be dovak straight to Hashem, to be tsoyek, to literally cry out and say, we are going to just be with you. That's it. The Maharal explains on Makas Bechoris, but we see this in many, the Shlach HaKadosh says this here, that this is what Mitzrayim, generated, is the only possible way of coming out of Mitzrayim, was higher than all the Olamas and everything, was to literally go straight to the Makor. And that was it. There's nothing else that can give us chus to the Kingdom of Kali Yisrael. And what that means is that when Yisrael is born in Mitzrayim, what is generated is such a new Dargah of Bria that actually Yisrael can never survive within the system again. It's not pshat that when Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim, we are like every other nation, plus we have a Torah, etc. Pshat is that Yisrael can never be like any other nation. The natural world, it is a repulsive mechanism between Yisrael and the natural world, because we never should have been here naturally. Lefid Mazolis, we shouldn't be here either, Ne Mazal Yisrael. That of course began with Avraham Avinu, but Yitzhak is a chutzah above the world of the stars. But in Mitzrayim, this is what's generated in the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. This is ultimately the real chavis. What therefore happens is the mitchila oydav oydav atoker vona amakim levadasa. This process, this is what Mitzrayim was about, and this is what we say. Therefore, and this becomes the sefer run through the Agoda, and we say this whole thing was the shemat tachosel Yisrael. This is the yishamdal avetzene velanu. This relationship that began with Avraham Avinu, that was mechuvan to go through Mitzrayim and come out the other side. When Avraham Avinu asked the ma'eda ki ershena, how do I know? Well, the answer is Hashem told you. Well, what do you mean by ma'eda? And the Maharal says no. So what he's asking is, Rashi actually brings, Be'ezah Chus. It's Torah and the Bechira. How can you promise me the Kali Yisrael will always be deserving? And so he shows him the Bris Ben Absorim. It's either the Korbanos or the Goliath. But either way, what it means is there is a possibility of Kapora. Yes, Yisrael may make mistakes, but if they do, well, so there'll be Korbanos, there'll be Mechata, or there'll be Goliath to be Mechata. It doesn't matter. Because the Ummah Olam can bring Korbanos, but you can't have Kapora. Because kapara means you eliminate the wrong. And the problem is, if a person does something wrong and you have to eliminate, you can get slicha mechir, you can get forgiveness, but to eliminate the ra, the ra is the bad the person did, is that's who they are, you'll destroy them in the process. And what Hashem is showing Avraham Avinu is, with Yisrael you can eliminate the evil they do and it won't destroy them. You're right, Avraham, they may mess up in the future, but there will always be a plenius of toys that is untouchable. And if we need to, we'll bring Korbanos. If that doesn't work, we'll put them in Golos. But the plenius of toys, that is what's going to be done. How? That was the chishev as a case. I'm going to put them in Mitzrayim, smash everything out of them until they come out only on this thread. And that thread will be who they are forever. And that's what Mitzrayim achieved. And this is beautiful, because we bring the Psukim Dafka of Arami Ovidovi, and the gross is part of that is because it doesn't mention any other schus of Moshe Rabbeinu or anybody. But it's always, why do we Dafka bring Arami Ovidovi? But it's interesting that in Arami Ovidovi, the emphasis is that yes, the first pasuk of Arami Ovidovi Vayod Mitzrayim. What's one got to do with the other? So Al Sheikh explains, because Arami Ovidovi, Lavan, was so busy trying to mess around with Yaakov Avinu, they ended up creating two wives and splitting the whole family, and that led to Mechiras Yosef, and that led down to Mitzrayim. But whatever you're going to say, the pashtos of the pasuk is very different. That was a novel story. Why being maskil lovav in the middle of Mitzrayim? And I'm either, we have to understand that a chelik of this is the hashgacha of Hashem, that He's leading one situation to another to manipulate it such that we go down to Mitzrayim. He put us in Mitzrayim. Yes, Arami, we may be able to learn that the Hisham the Lavasim, the Cholder Adoyim Demalein Lachalisim, sometimes revealed, sometimes more subtle, sometimes, but it's always there. Yes, we learn that, but the pasuk itself is telling us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz is all a part of the plan. And then the Avdus, the Vayayayasan Mitzvah, Vayayanunu Vidna Olena Vaydakosha, and then the key bit, which is Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. Finally, we cried out to Hashem, Elokei Avoseinu. We remembered there's an Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov of that Chibur to Hashem, and we want to be connected to that. And that's when we have Vayetzein Hashem Mitzrayim Biyad Chazaka B'Zoyim Mituya Meragadol Avoyzis Avoyzim. And here I want to show you something that's amazing, and this really is exactly the point of the Seder. We then are Dorish that last Pasuk of the four Pasukim. We Dorish each of the Pasukim of the Arami Ovidavi, and this is where this is where we have in Halacha the Ikka Drosh of Magadol, the idea of being Marabel Asapa is the Ikka on this. A lot of times it's the other way, everyone's Marabel Asapa and Marabel Idrosh on the Hakdomos, on the Mavodim Mayinos, but this is where the real drosh of the matter, Dorish Kala Parsha Kula. This is when it's Dorish this is really the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we Dorish each Pasuk based on the Pasukim and Shemot, and then we come to the last Pasuk and we Dorish it in two different ways. One is Biyad Hazak Azai Adeva, Azorin Azor, Cherep, right, they're dumb, and the Maharal explains they're all different facets of Gilui Shechina. And then it's interesting, Deva was Dafka, that five makas in, there's the Yad Hashem, and the makas b'chodes is ten in, which is the this is all different facets of the revelation of Hashem. And then with Dorish, it says, Yad Chazakot Shnayim, Zroi Natsu Yishnayim. What's this about? We suddenly got into Esen Makos. And the Josh, of course, is Yad Chazakot, is a double expression, could have just said Yad Chazakot Shnayim, implies two hints of two makas, Zroi Natsu Yishnayim. Oisois, Moifsim, everything, all these things are doubled expressions. It's a hint at 10 different elements. So why did the Pasuk not say Vayotzein Hashem Mitzrayim Badam, Batafadea, Bakinim, Ba'ar? Why say it in such a modern way? What's going on in this Pasuk? And obviously it's the Klal of Ein Mikroyotzim De Pshutay, and all the drush that you have, it always has to be nichnas into the Pshat. And the Pshat in the Pasuk here in Arami Ovidavi, the pshat in the pasuk is that Hashem took us out with Gilui Shechina. Hashem took us out with a full Gilui. Vayotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim. Lo al yedei malach, lo al yedei sarof, lo al yedei. This is the point. It was biyod chazak. It was amazing. You're watching Osiris. You're watching Moses. Ein mikreitim de pshuto. It was that. And in the we normally learn the makos, the pashtos, and shemot are punishment of Mitzrayim. But in the Haggadah, it's not. It's the Gilui Shechina. It's when we are tzoyek to Hashem. Hashem rips apart everything for us. As the Svasemis brings, or the Tzadik brings, and the Haral brings it in a different way in towards the end of the Gevurah Hashem, it says these Eser Makos are connected to Eser Mamoris, the Eser Mamoris that were never with them the whole world. The Maharal has one say, but if see everybody is mamish, it's supposed to be in the exact opposite direction. It's if Hashem is building a world, if you imagine the Bereshit is a Mamah, so that's the beginning, and then you like concentric circles, one of the models they bring, that the Yihor is another dimension, another layer, another level, another. You literally have 10 dimensions of Maitha Bereshit, Asar Mamoris, that all of nature is built out of these things. The natural, supernatural world, Elyonim and Tachtonim, everything is built out of these Asar Mamoris. And in Mitzrayim, they'd all become Nitzvah, they'd all become Tomei in the filth of Mitzrayim. And Hashem brought these Eser Makos and tore apart each of the Asar Mamoris, undid a layer of Maisa Bereishis from back to front, from the outer layer, from the last level first, all the way back through the Asar Mamoris, all the way back to the core. I was finding some of the Sforim HaKadoshim Ramazim, how each of them work Zelu Mazzeh, obviously very deep in Yonim, but they show us how they work Zelu Mazzeh. So the last of the Mamoris is Puravu, is producing life in the world, and the very first Makor takes the Makor of life, which is water, and just turns it into blood. Undoes it. The second one is the Telem Elokim, so the difference between human and animal, they just destroy that. You're a bunch of the frogs come in your eyes. There's no covered frog, etc. All the way through. When it comes to the bria of animals, that has to be the only time the mamma is laminehu, so let me have orav in it. Each one is kenegat when you actually have the bria of life itself. You have deva. Each one rips apart one of the mamoris of ma'isa bereshis all the way back until that very moment of bereshis itself, which is makas b'chos, the undoing of the rachis of every part of Mitzrayim, every family, every rachis was undone in Mitzrayim, and at that moment Yisrael is born. And they bring the remark, you know, beautiful, the second thing is Yihar, the second last makas choshech, the parallel, you reach b'rachis, and everything, all of my separation rips apart. There's a gilu shchina. There's what anything you thought was the rule isn't the rule in Mitzrayim. Anything you thought had to be here doesn't have to be. Everything's torn apart until Bereshit. You're back at Bereshit. Bishvil Yisrael and Nikoreshit. Now we can create something new, a new set of rules, a new set of laws, an Ummah that is lemala min hateva, and lemala even from the mazalis, all the way just davak b'Hashem. And what that means for us, we're out of time, what that means for us, there's more to say. And that's why we move on, of course, afterwards to discuss how many Makkahs took place to create the Yam Suf. We're not just interested in numbers count over here. Each Makkah is now understood as a level of Gilu Shchina. If it's Etzbah, if it's Yad, then we're watching. However much Gilu Shchina was in Mitzrayim, there's even more at Kriyat Yam Suf. This is with the Gilu Shchina that there was, the ripping, and we met this Lirat Atzma Gilu Yotam in Mitzrayim. The Yetziyah Mitzrayim was the Yetziyah from everything. The Dego Machan Ephraim says Mitzrayim Tlosha Mitzorim. The limit is just the Yetziah from all limits, just straight to make it Hashem. Total Chayrus. To be as close as one wants to be to Hashem, to climb to whatever Dag of Ruchnis one wants to be on. The only thing we need is to be Shaya. We need to ask for it. If we want it, it's there on Leila Seder. We just need to be Shaya and Mavakish. If we're the Eina Yedea Lishol, if we're the Rasha, if we're not asking, we never made it out. And therefore the Haggadah, there's so much more to say, but this hopefully gives us some insight, some direction, something. The Haggadah begins by trying to make us probe, just start asking questions, because if you start asking about what we're doing, the Hilchos HaPesach, whatever, sooner or later you'll start getting deeper, more questions. Soon you'll start, the She'elah will turn into a She'elah and Bakasha, just to get out and just to be Davak B'Hashem. And although all year round, with a mile of ruchnis you achieve is in proportion to the mitzvah the person does, that on Pesach it's for free, as long as we ask for it, as long as we're willing to be shechta, the tumah shechta, shechtola, the beliefs of false shechta, just connect to Hashem. Lemala min hazman, lemala min hateva, outside the natural world, that's how we connect to Hashem. And that becomes the achila of matzah, where the only difference between matzah and chametz is whether it can expand into nature, into space and time. Matzah is the food that's lemala min hazman, lemala min hateva, outside of space and time, just like on a shomer, dovak lemala min hazman, above space and time, all the way to Hashem. And therefore what Leila Seder is the answer to anybody's question, any time of the year. You want to understand what Torah is about, you have to first of all be dovak Hashem. You want to really understand what the mitzvah is, the chacham or the tam or anything, you want to understand pidgin, or you want to understand anything, you have to first understand what it means that the Rebbein Shalom ripped apart the world to pull you out, and you can go there if you want it. But the time when it's for free, when it's literally just how much you want it, you're there, is Leila Seder. And that's what we're trying to tap into, that chatzos, when that chatzos comes along, and we're ready, having done the achid of Korban Pesach and Yetzer Hashem, or at least the Kain of Korban Pesach, we've done that, we're there, we're ready, we're sitting there watching Lirat Zat Mekilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. The Rambam adds, Atai, Al Harith, you have to show yourself to be leaving right now, the world's been opened, right now, how much do you want it? That's how much it's there. And that's what that God is doing. Avu Zer Asa Hashem Li B'Tesim Mitzrayim, at Pesach, let's open ourselves up, open that bit up, and the more we're open to it, and the more we want it, the more it's sitting there for us. And in Mirza Hashem we should be Zoicha, therefore, still Zoicha to do it by Yerushalayim. In Mirza Hashem we should be Zoicha to a Pesach that lifts us, that takes us the Madregas of Chayrus, that takes us the Dalgas, that we should be open ourselves up to be Shoyal, to be Mavakish, to be able to be Makabal, whatever's there, the opportunities that are sitting there for us on stage, to literally be Yotzeh L'Chayrus, to be Dovak V'Hashem, that it should be something that empowers us, that even though we come down from that Madrega already, and start the Spirit, it should empower us to start reaching back to that Madrega and start climbing deeper and higher all year round. And through that we should be Zoicha, maybe in our preparation already now, but we should be Zoicha one way or the other if the Nisan Nigala ever says that the Nisan Asiva Nigala, we should be Zoicha to that Geula, that it should be the Meher Yamein, it should be the Zchut of our preparation for Pesach and the Pesach itself.